From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the polls closed for the local elections and by-elections with a joint exit poll by the nation's three major broadcasters projecting a sweeping victory for the ruling Democratic Party. South Korea closely monitors activity between China and North Korea amid speculation that Chinese President Xi Jinping might visit Pyongyang this month. And the OECD raises South Korea's economic growth outlook for 2026 by 0.9 percentage point, citing robust chip exports. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. A joint poll conducted by the nation's three major terrestrial broadcasters, KBS, NBC, and SBS, has predicted that the ruling Democratic Party will win at least 11 of the 16 key gubernatorial races in Wednesday's local elections, while the main opposition People Power Party will claim just one. Yoon So-young has more.
The ruling Democratic Party is projected to secure at least 11 of the 16 key races, with the main opposition People Power Party expected to win just one post in Wednesday's local elections, according to a joint exit poll by KBS, NBC, and SBS. DP candidate Jeong Won-ho is projected to win this Seoul mayoral race with 51.4% of the vote, ahead of PPP candidate Oh Se-hoon's 46%. The four races too close to call were Busan, Daegu, North Jeolla, and Gangwon, with results falling within the margin of error. In the mayoral race in the southeastern port city of Busan, DP's Chun Jae-soo is projected to win 50.2% of the votes against 48.3% for the PPP's Park Hyung-jun. The race in the southeastern city of Daegu is narrower, as PPP's candidate Choo Kyung-ho is projected to win 49.9% of the votes, while DP's Kim Bu-kyum is projected to win 49.1%, resulting in a gap of 0.8 percentage points. The three broadcasters, KBS, NBC, and SBS, conducted the exit poll from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday, questioning 108,727 voters as they left 615 designated polling stations across 16 cities and provinces nationwide. The margin of error is estimated at between plus or minus 1.7 or plus or minus 4.1 percentage points at a 95% confidence level. The poll was carried out by three research agencies, Ipsos Korea, Korea Research International, and Hanguk Research. The exit poll also incorporates the results of a survey conducted over 4 days from May 30th to June 2nd on 11,357 eligible voters who took part in early voting. This local election is widely seen as a referendum on President Lee Jae-myung's popularity and a critical moment for the weakened conservative opposition. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea is closely monitoring activity between China and North Korea amid the possibility that President Xi Jinping will make a rare trip to Pyongyang this month as the two sides mark the 65th anniversary of their friendship treaty. A recent increase in the use of larger planes for Air China's flights to Pyongyang is only fueling speculation. Rosin Bak has more.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Tuesday that it's closely monitoring whether Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit North Korea. Earlier observations suggested Xi's visit could happen between late May and early June, but analysts said it was difficult to pin down due to various Chinese diplomatic schedules. Now, observers believe Xi will make the visit around Thursday of next week, the 65th anniversary of the signing of the China-North Korea Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance, the only such defense pact China has with any nation. The government in Seoul has been paying attention to recent changes in Chinese flights to the north. In particular, flag carrier Air China has deployed larger Airbus A330 planes for its regular flights between Beijing and Pyongyang and added cargo planes to its roster. According to diplomatic circles, a potential visit by President Xi to North Korea would require prior logistical preparations, such as increasing flight frequencies or upgrading aircraft to accommodate a large entourage and equipment. Last month, the American news magazine Time reported, citing anonymous sources, that the Chinese leader will make a state visit to North Korea soon, while a senior government official in Seoul also confirmed the possibility based on intelligence. NK News, an independent media outlet specializing in North Korea, reported this week that a large structure believed to be a viewing platform was installed in Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, has raised South Korea's economic growth outlook for 2026 by 0.9 percentage point, citing the country's robust chip exports. The OECD released its revised outlook Wednesday, setting it at 2.6% for this year and saying it expects outbound shipments of chips to continue driving the country's economic growth amid the global AI boom. Semiconductor exports surged more than 169% on-year to an all-time monthly high of $37.2 billion last month. In March, the OECD slashed its growth outlook for the country by 0.4 percentage point to 1.7%, citing concerns about the Iran war. Outbound shipments surged 53% from a year earlier to a new monthly high of $87.8 billion in May on the back of the semiconductor supercycle. U.S. President Donald Trump's temporary reduction in tariffs on certain metal products, such as those used in industrial equipment and agricultural machinery, is expected to benefit South Korean companies. The White House announced on Monday local time that Trump signed a proclamation adjusting tariffs on imports of steel, aluminum, and copper under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act. It says tariffs on agricultural equipment such as combines and harvesters, as well as some other equipment, will be reduced from 25% to 15%. Meanwhile, the existing category of industrial equipment subject to a 15% tariff has been expanded to include mobile industrial equipment like bulldozers and forklifts when imported from trading partners that are entitled to favorable treatment, such as South Korea. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy in Seoul estimated that the export items expected to benefit from the move are worth some $2.3 billion, adding that the government plans to communicate closely with related industries to review the details and impact. All five of the victims who were killed in an explosion at a Hanwha Aerospace plant in the central city of Daejeon earlier this week have been identified. According to the Daejeon Metropolitan Police on Wednesday, the National Forensic Service matched the DNA from the victims with genetic samples from family members. The victims' remains have been handed over to the families. Earlier, Hanwha Aerospace said the workers were in the process of cleaning gunpowder residue off of equipment at the time of Monday's explosion, which also injured two other people. A joint on-site inspection by the police, fire authorities, forensic experts, and the Labor Ministry on Tuesday found that the facility was only equipped with a 20-kilogram fire extinguisher and had no sprinklers, even though it handled explosives. The official roster and jersey numbers for South Korea's team at the FIFA World Cup, co-hosted by Canada, the United States, and Mexico, have been released. Tournament officials released the information Tuesday, revealing that team captain Son Heung-min will be returning in jersey number 7, with Lee Kang-in sporting number 19, and Kim Min-jae appearing for a second time in jersey number 4. Meanwhile, Oh Hyun-kyu will don legendary strikers Hwang Son-hong and Lee Dong-guk's number 18. The World Cup tournament this year will be the largest ever, with 16 more participating nations than the last edition, for a record 48 and 104 matches to boot. KBS will broadcast 91 of the matches live on KBS2, inclusive of all of South Korea's matches, notably against the Czech Republic at 11 a.m. Korea Standard Time on June 12, Mexico at 10 a.m. on June 19, and South Africa at 10 a.m. on June 25. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.